Well, it's time for the Sunday rant. These are things that are generally just pissing me off. Little Iron Maiden to start tonight, because I think that's an appropriate song given the amount of bullshit that we're seeing right now. I know I speak for most Americans when I say this, but maybe not all Americans, but most Americans. It's time to start hanging people. And by the way, that song's called The Trooper. It's time to start hanging people. It really is. You know, the week has been consumed with the Epstein files. And the FBI has come out and said unequivocally that we are not going to do our job. Even though there's conspiracy, racketeering, money laundering, conspiracy to commit murder, you name it, all in the files, black and white. Write an email. And they've come out and said they're not gonna arrest anyone. So the American public is like, wait a second. So you mean to tell us that you released 3 million pages of documentation that show clear criminality? And that's the stuff that you haven't you have it redacted. And it shows clear-cut cases of criminality in the case of Peter Thiel, Bill Gates. The list goes on and on. And you're not going to arrest anybody. So just go out to TikTok. Go out to Instagram. Go out to, well, mainly on TikTok, because Instagram will ban you for anything that's not everything is awesome. But at the end of the day, what you're seeing is the American public's like, we've had enough. We pay our taxes, and it's bad enough that we had to deal with an invasion for 4 years. It's bad enough that we had to deal with a senile president for 4 years. It's bad enough that our tax rate has gone through the roof. It's bad enough that COVID basically decimated the protein market. So we pay, you know, $10 a pound for meat now. No, no, we're done. We've had enough. We had to deal with the invasion. We had to deal with the communist BS. We're not dealing with this, and we're not going to allow you to protect pedophiles for the sake of Israel. And everybody knows who did it now. Mossad. Mossad ran the operation with the help of MI6 and the CIA. It's in black and white. And there's no excuses. You know, Pam Bondi, clearly, so Trump had dinner with the Bushes 2 nights ago. And you got to ask the question, what's the topic at dinner? Pam Bondi? Because the only thing Pam Bondi does is clean the taint of the Bush family. That's all she does. She hasn't done anything else. She hasn't arrested anybody for treason. She hasn't rolled up anybody for January 6th. She hasn't arrested anybody for election fraud. And she certainly hasn't arrested any of the pedophiles in Washington, D.C. And clearly, if you've read all of the documents, or at least a good portion of the documents, it's very easy to see that pretty much everybody in Washington, D.C. is a fucking pedophile. And that the White House is covering for pedophiles. That's right on the surface of the documents. You don't have to read very far to get to that. So the question really becomes, what would you say you do here? And the president better get the memo. Because when you see average citizens going, I've had enough. I'm not doing this any longer. This is what you're seeing. You're seeing people get to the point where they finally realized that playing in the system is more painful than breaking the law. And breaking the law is the next order of battle. And I'm telling you, it's coming. It's absolutely coming.
And now I've seen several videos with, let's just say I've seen several videos of guys in, you know, average Americans saying shit's about to pop off because we've had enough. We're done with the slavery system. We're done with the elite in Washington, D.C. We're done with the criminality. We're done with people insider trading while the rest of us are getting, you know, basically taxed to death. And if you read the Epstein files, there was another interesting revelation in the Epstein files. This one I absolutely believe. That Epstein's firm, one of Epstein's companies or shell corporations, won an $80 million lottery. So that tells you right there that even the lottery is rigged to go to people in the system. Everything is a fucking grift. Everything. And if you thought that anything in our system, in any institution, wasn't a complete grift, then you've been sorely misled, or you're blissfully naive. Either way, everything is a grift. And the Epstein files bear that out. And I think it's interesting that in the files that Epstein really is the one who created Bitcoin. Epstein is the one who colluded with Bill Gates to set up the COVID scam. I mean, I don't know how much of that I believe. I don't know how much of the whole Bitcoin thing I believe, but that's right in their wheelhouse. He created a system of systems. He was creating systems out of the system of compromise that he created. And I shouldn't say he created it, that the intelligence agencies created and put him in charge of. And really, it's the Jewish mob. If you go all the way back to World War II, this really started with the Jewish mob back in World War II. And it's carried forward all the way since. And that's led to where we are today, along with actions by the Dulles brothers. You know, I did I did another show with General Holt and Colonel Watkins, and she's done the deep dive on Gladio and MK Ultra and all the other CIA programs to mind control people. And she's done the deep dive. And we even talked about the election. She, you know, pointed out some things, the election, that it wasn't Venezuela that was behind Dominion, et cetera, et cetera. So she said it all started right here, but it was funneled through, again, CIA operation funneled through, you know, these days there's no source of truth, right? That's the other thing that's pissing people off, is there's not one news outlet on this planet that isn't completely compromised. Not one. And that's pissing people off. The fact that they're watching, the public is watching open criminality, is pissing people off. And people around the world now are taking note to what these Epstein files are talking about. The planet is figuring out for the first time, probably in over 100 years, that the entire monarchy of every country is completely overrun with fucking pedophiles. And Andrew is just the tip of the iceberg for the Windsor family. Mountbatten, there was a couple articles this weekend about Mountbatten and how he was killed because he was such a raging pedophile. And, you know, and some of the stories about some of the Israeli defense minister and Ehud Barak, and how, you know, he violently attacked young girls. These people are fucking animals. They're fucking animals, and they need to be brought to justice. And I would hope that Pam Bondi is listening to this tonight, because here's what's going to happen. You're going to have the barbarians on the doorstep. They're not going to just come to Florida. They're going to come to Florida. They're going to go to DC, and they're going to be armed when they do it, because they're fucking fed up with this. You're not going to sweep this under the rug. America's not going to move on. We want to see people swinging from a fucking rope. We want to see people in a gas chamber getting gassed to death for all the crimes they committed against humanity. We want to see Bill Gates dragged behind a fucking truck with a chain around his neck until he's a meat sack. That's what America wants. They want fucking justice. Get the fucking memo. And this is my message to Trump. You had better unfuck yourself, and I mean quickly, because you will be the most despised man in American history if you don't start fucking doing what we put you there to do. That's what your base is telling you right now. And if you think this one issue is going to go away, it's not. And I fucking told you that back in November of 24. I told you right there, if you don't follow through with all of your commitments and all your campaign promises, you will be the most despised man in American history. And you're well on your way. You need to fire Bondi. You need to fire Cash. You need to fire Susie Wiles. And you need to get somebody in there that understands what the American public wants. Because if you don't, you're going to have more than just a civil war on your hands. And it's going to get really fucking personal really quick for a lot of people. Because when they find out what these people have really been doing and the shit that you people have been covering for, you know, the rape, torture, dismemberment of little kids, there's not going to be a fucking hole deep enough for you to hide in. And there's not going to be a hole deep enough for your family to hide in. These people want justice. You need to do your fucking job and do it now. Because if nothing happens by June, you're going to see this country freak out on you. You will not be able to go in public because the public will be fucking after you. That's how bad this is. And if you don't do something about Bondi soon, I guarantee you, you're going to lose your base. Because they've been telling you for 6 months, this isn't going away. We're not sweeping this up. We want to know how bad this is. We want to know. And here's the thing. All these rhinos, all these judicial, you know, these justices, all this other, the insurgents throughout your entire administration, start arresting people. People need to start going to Gitmo. And if Bongino is an indicator of how things are going to go, then you might as well just get ready for the fucking barbarians to be in the doorstep, because that's going to happen before 28. And I guarantee you, that there will be no election in 28 if you don't do something about the pedophiles. So you have your choice. You can be beholden to Israel and be despised by everybody on this planet, or you can do the right thing and have 330 million Americans on your side. Because this isn't a left or right issue. You want to make this across, you know, a left or right, Democrat, Republican. There is no aisle. They're all fucking pedophiles. Democrats, Republican, whatever they identify as, they're all fucking, every single fucking one of them is a pedophile. Adam Schiff, your buddy Chuck Schumer, they're all pedophiles. So you decide, you do the right thing or you get despised. Your choice, but there's really not a lot of choices there. If it was me, I would fire Pam Bondi tomorrow and I'd get somebody to come in there and go to work, like Matt Whitaker or Matt Gaetz, somebody that can actually do the job. Your choice. Clock's ticking. Tick tock, motherfucker. Tick tock.